Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, "Wajtanibu qawla az-zur," and stay away from lying, from falsehood. Generally, all falsehood is haram. But to give evidence and to say under oath something which is false, that is even worse. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, and do not speak of that which you do not have knowledge. And this also happens when giving false evidence. Many times a person is paid to give evidence. He doesn't know what happened. And he's told, well, you must just give these answers, you must give these answers. He doesn't know anything what happened there, and he's just speaking, and he's just giving evidence of things which he does not know anything whatsoever. He's being just taught a lesson to give those evidence. That is also totally haram. وقال تعالى ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, whichever word a person speaks, it just comes out of his mouth, and there is a sentinel, a guard of ours, an angel, who is ready to record it and write it down. That is the Kiraman Katibin. They are there, and whatever word a person speaks, they record it immediately. So be careful all the words that you speak. And all these many chapters which we are doing are all with the calamity of the tongue, the wrong usage of the tongue. And this is also the most, one of the most important things that we have to learn in life, to use our tongues correctly. We learn many, many other things. We pay so much for many causes, but to use the tongue correctly, which is the most important, for that we don't pay any attention. So a person must be very careful what he speaks. The farishtas are recording everything what a person says. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِيلْ مِرْصَادِ. Allah Ta'ala is ever watchful over you. Everything what you do, in both the negative and positive things, whatever gunas you are doing, you are being watched all the time by Allah Ta'ala. Also, a person should not only be negative, he should be positive also. For example, he gets up for tahajjud namaz, he should be positive and think, nobody knows I'm getting up, my Allah is watching me, and he's going to reward me. There is an occasion that a person can lie, or he can speak to the truth, nobody will know. It is he knows what is the truth and the lies. If he speaks the truth, he must also know, my Allah is watching me, and he's going to reward me tremendously, that I could have benefited, my family could have benefited by my speaking this lie, but I won't lie for Allah's pleasure, and I'll speak the truth. Allah will reward that person tremendously. And also, of course, the negative, if we do anything wrong, Allah knows that also, and Allah is watchful. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. In the praises of the people who have got righteous and good qualities, one of those qualities is that those people who do not give, who are not witness to falsehood, that is, they don't side with the people of the wrong. Just in order to make somebody happy, you side with that person, you give evidence on his side, you accept what he says. No, you, what is the truth? A person should stand for the truth. We are very weak in this. We feel that what the people will say, and the people will turn against me, my life will become difficult. If a person stands for the truth, Allah will be on his side, and Allah Ta'ala will help him. وعن أبي بكرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and this it comes in one riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said it three times. And also it is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was lying down, and casually he was talking to him, and he told him, Ala unabbiukum bi akbaril kabair, should I not inform you of the biggest of the big gunas? There are big, big gunas, but the biggest of them. Qulna bala ya Rasulullah. We all said, who were present there at that time, surely, please do inform us, O Allah's Rasul. Qal, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ishraku billah, to associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. There is no doubt to make shirk, what a big guna it is. A person is out of the fold of Islam when he associates partners with Allah Ta'ala. Another guna, we can imagine how big this guna is also, wa uqukul walidain, and to be disobedient to your parents, to cause them hurt and injury, to be disobedient to your parents, that is also such a great and major sin. وَكَانَ مُتَّكِئًا فَجَلَسَ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting, was inclining, lying down, but then he sat up. In order to show the third thing is the worst, is the biggest of all these. And the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam connected it with making shirk with Allah, with disobedience of one's parents, these are big gunas. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah wa qawlu zur. And remember, open your ears properly and listen. And that is generally lying, and particularly giving false evidence. These are the very, very big gunas. فَمَا زَالَ يُكَرِّرُهَا حَتَّى قُلْنَا. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on repeating it, that he was so concerned about it, and so concerned of the Sahaba, and so concerned of the Ummah at large, that he kept on repeating it out of his concern. And then we said, قُلْنَا لَيْتَهُ سَكَتَ. We said in our hearts, if only Allah's Rasul would keep quiet now. That is, he's going through so much difficulty, so much of concern he had for the Ummah, and he kept on repeating it that they must not fall in this big guna. That is to lie, and this is so common that we lie to our lying is an art today. And a person feels it an accomplishment, he got away with things, and he lied. And to give false evidence, that is even much more worse. May Allah save us from all sins, the sins of the tongue particularly. We must make our islah to learn to speak correctly, not to speak the wrong things, and to guard our tongues. Wa akhiru da'wana.